To episode 283 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? You guys are, and I really appreciate it. I'd also really appreciate you buying a ticket to my show at the Nowhere Comedy Club this Sunday night, July 19th at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern, nowherecomedyclub.com. Okay, shameless promo done. I tell you over and over that I cannot keep up with the news cycle. I just leave for 5 minutes and something else happens. And I'll tell you, how I do my podcast, okay? In the course of the week, I highlight certain articles I read. I have, you know, a couple of news feeds on my Flipboard app. And, you know, some things are funny, some interesting, some sad, whatever. I pick these out. And then from there, I pick articles that I want to talk about in the podcast. And it's pretty simple, but it's how I do it. And, you know, I mean, I did it this morning, earlier this afternoon. I did my outline, and then I said, I got to run a couple of errands. I got to get to the bank before the bank closes, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I did have to go inside the bank. I take chances. I live on the edge. I enjoy walking into banks wearing a mask, to be honest. It's just kind of fun for me. Anyway, I come back and there's already another article more ridiculous than the ridiculous article I had planned to start with. So the ridiculous article I had planned to start with was Donald Trump retweeting Chuck Woolery. That's right. Chuck Woolery, the game show host, he was retweeting him to battle Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. Okay. Dr. versus game show host. He was going with the game show host. And I'm like, well, there's my opening. But no. No, because I left and I came back. And now there's a new opening. Donald Trump started out with the lie he's been sticking to. We have one of the lowest mortality rates anywhere. Now, that's been proven over and over, sadly, not to be true. We're far from the lowest mortality rate. But then he backed it up. Now, let me say this. You know, I have picked on reporters. I've gotten on reporters for not asking tough questions. I've gotten on reporters for hearing a lie and not stopping the person and saying, hey, that's untrue, that's a lie. You know, they'll say you misspoke or something. I've gotten on reporters. But this is one where I can't really blame the reporter because there's no way to respond to this. There is no way to respond to this. Donald Trump said, Biden and Obama stopped their testing. I'm sure you don't want to report it. He said that Barack Obama and Joe Biden stopped testing for the coronavirus that did not exist when Barack Obama was president. Okay, I'm sorry, reporters, because how do you respond to that? He said... I'm laughing because what do you say to that? Obama and Biden stopped their testing, but I'm sure you won't report on it. This is part of that fake news narrative. But they stopped testing for something that didn't exist. So that's what happened. So there's my new lead. On a side note, American Airlines, Ted Cruz flying commercial, not wearing a mask. And that's a case of stupid and bullying, right? Because he's a U.S. senator and a rather famous U.S. senator, I'm sure no one on the plane, I'm sure the flight attendants, even a pilot, did not want to have that argument. But fucking Ted Cruz sitting on the plane with no mask when masks... Yeah, airlines have said you got to wear a mask. So, yeah, he can get away with it because of who he is. But should he? No, he's just showing he's an asshole. Not that we didn't know that, but unbelievable. So, let's get back to Chuck Woolery. Now, Chuck Woolery is 80-something years old. And, like I say, he hosted numerous game shows back in the day, blah, blah, blah. And he tweeted, Wheel of Fortune, Love Connection. If you're over 50, you probably remember Chuck Woolery. If you're over 40, you might remember Chuck Woolery. If you're under 40, fuck Chuck Woolery. Anyway, this is what he says. Everyone is lying. The CDC, media, Democrats, our doctors. I think it's all about the election and keeping the economy coming back, which is about the election, and I'm sick of it. So Chuck Woolery wrote that in a tweet. And they're going with that. Trump is retweeting this message. And they're trying to bring down Fauci. You know, here's the thing. You know who backs up Fauci? Doctors, okay? David Skorton, president and CEO of the Association of American Medical Colleges. Ross McKenzie, the association's chief scientific officer. These guys aren't running Trump University. These are actual doctors from actual universities. And they're simply saying, this is what they say, taking quotes from Dr. Fauci out of context to discredit his scientific knowledge and judgment will do tremendous harm to our nation's efforts to get the virus under control. Well, hasn't that already been proven? Hasn't that already been proven that the ignoring Dr. Fauci, they keep saying he was wrong about this, he was wrong about that. He was trying. Nobody knows. People are learning. He's a doctor. He's not a game show host. Now, if Chuck Woolery told me, you know, Deal or No Deal is not really a game show because there's only two choices. Either you make a deal or there's no deal. That ain't a real. I would be like, you know, Chuck, you know what you're talking about. You got some Wheel of Fortune, Love Connection experience. You've been there. You've been in the game show trenches. I'll buy that. If him and Trump want to sit down and debate Big Brother versus The Apprentice, they are overqualified. But when it comes to a nationwide pandemic, a game show host and a fucking idiot trying to discredit a doctor of infectious disease who is backed up by numerous, numerous doctors and scientists, what the fuck? But why not? With this administration, why not? The schools... Betsy DeVos says that we should open the schools this fall, or we should give the money to the parents so that they can have other, just listen, Betsy DeVos's whole thing always has been about private schools, right? She wants to defund public schools and fund private schools. It's part of the whole racist thing that they do, that this way poor white, not poor, but less affluent middle class white people who couldn't necessarily afford to put their kids in private school would now get the money to help them put their kids in private school by taking the money from urban and usually minority school. We know what that's her agenda. What I love, Governor Gavin Newsom of California, he said, well, right after she said it, he said, well, schools in California will be online this fall. See, that's why you need Betsy DeVos or any member of the Trump administration. You need to give them to give their opinion so you can do the exact opposite thing. See, that's what you do. So Betsy DeVos says schools should be open. Oddly enough, Trump thinks schools should be open, but Manafort's prison's going to be too dangerous for his friends. His friends might get the Rona in prison, but schools, nah, they're fine. Open the schools. And I said before, I say it again, because he has never been in one, he doesn't really know what the hell goes on in schools. But Governor Newsom of California, and California's in trouble. Okay, we're rolling back things in California. They're closing restaurants, patios only. They're going to close bars, movie theaters. I suspect gyms will be closed. I don't know about nail salons. Going to be dangerous. Going to be dangerous closing nail salons. I'm just saying. Don't want to mess with women getting their nails done again. You don't want to mess around. Hell, I had my nails done. How bad is that? But anyway, California's rolling back. A lot of states are rolling back. They're going back to stage one protocols, et cetera, et cetera. You know, open the schools. What the fuck? Okay? That's just... coronavirus, and they just won't accept the fact that this is real. It exists. There isn't a vaccine or a cure yet. We haven't achieved any sort of herd immunity as yet. Masks are not perfect. Masks are to help us. Masks are, to me, it's about being polite. Keep your breath off of other people. I know people who have been infected. I know people who have come home. And I heard today, a friend told me about another friend who infected his family. He came home, and his wife and both parents have it. And God bless them, and I hope they're okay. But this is real. This is real. The disease, the coronavirus, does not discriminate. However, I do think it has figured out how to aim for stupid people. And I'm with that. I'm with that. Okay. Herman Cain, nice shot. Good shot, Rona. Now we got another one in Ohio. Richard, old Rick Rose. Rick Rose, a 37-year-old man from Port Clinton, Ohio. And he posted online, "I'm not buying a fucking mask. I made it this far. I'm not buying into that damn hype." Throughout the month of June, he was on Facebook checking in. He was going to bars and restaurants. "I don't give a shit, blah, blah, blah." On July 1st, he wrote that he was experiencing symptoms of COVID-19. He was dead on July 3rd. The only sad thing about this idiot dying is we don't know how many people he infected at these bars and restaurants that he went to while refusing to wear a fucking mask. So every now and then it works out. I don't give a shit about this asshole. It's the people who had to come in contact with him. Okay. Here's another idiot. And I talked about this. I talked with you guys about these COVID parties that the kids are throwing. So here we have, they didn't give the name, so we're just going to call him FI for fucking idiot. "I think I made a mistake. I thought this was a hoax, but it's not." The final words of a 30-year-old patient who died at Methodist Hospital in San Antonio after attending a COVID party. A COVID party is a party where people get together and the host has the virus. Okay? Yeah. So, again, the hell with them. Who cares? The age range in most of these parties is 20 to 29, blah, blah, blah. Hey, who gives a shit? The only tragedy here, the only sad thing here is the fact that this idiot probably infected other people, and the healthcare workers who had to deal with him were obviously at risk. Listen, healthcare workers are doing a phenomenal job, and God bless them. And when they have to risk being exposed to this virus, even with their protective equipment, to people who innocently catch the virus, that's one thing. But if you're an idiot, they should just have a ward, just put them off in a corner somewhere. Instead, they ignore people. And this story was just absolutely tragic. I read this story. I wish I could say it's beyond belief, but it's not. A disabled 46-year-old African-American man was euthanized without his consent or that of his wife. A man named Michael Hickson in Austin suffered a brain injury, left him paralyzed. That happened in 2017. He wasn't a vegetable. He wasn't comatose. He could enjoy people reading books to him. He listened to music. He would answer trivia questions. He had memory problems, but he did recall his birthday and blah, blah, blah. And it says he was leading a life many people with disabilities do, not without difficulties, but the life was intrinsically valuable and dignified. The man was loved by his family. He was a human. Well, he got COVID-19 and he didn't do well. He needed intensive care. The doctor insisted aggressive treatment wouldn't, quote, help him improve. And right now, his quality of life, he doesn't much have one. So the wife was like, because he's paralyzed with a brain injury, he doesn't have quality of life. And the doctor said, correct. They put the man to sleep. They euthanized the man. They killed him. And, you know, giving her husband food, water, and oxygen and medicine wouldn't have been burdensome treatment, and he may have beaten the odds. So they decided, the doctor decided, his life isn't worth it. Even though he was cognitive, his life wasn't worth it. Let's let him die. Yet we have these fuckheads running around without masks, going to bars, going to COVID parties, and putting everybody at risk. And, you know, and of course, I don't hear any pro-lifers stepping up for this man, you know, for his life. All these people who say that you shouldn't be allowed. There's people who will fight you. That some people are sick or they're injured or whatever, and they choose to die. They're like, I'd rather you just let me die than live with this whatever disabling injury, ailment, whatever. And they're like, no, we will not allow euthanasia. We will not allow you to, quote, die with dignity, et cetera, et cetera. But here's a case where the man's family wanted him to live, where he wanted to live. And they were like, nah, we don't think his quality of life's that good. Yeah, let him die. Oh, Jesus. I don't know, man. So, moving on, you know. And I'm calling this episode, I Can't. Because that's what the kids say, right? I first heard that when I was on a comedy tour with Gina Brion, brilliantly funny young lady out of New York. And I would say things and do things. She would just shake it. I can't. I can't. And I love that. It's, well, you got nothing else. I can't. And that's my view of this episode. I can't. Okay, you got your, Trump says that Obama and Biden stopped testing. Then he retweets a game show host to battle the knowledge of a doctor. And then we have a doctor saying, nah, let him die. Screw it. Meanwhile, we got people going to COVID parties where the host has COVID. Let's see what happens. You're dead. Some idiot. Dude, I ain't wearing a fucking mask. Going to, like, when you insist on stupidity, I think they should let you go. I think, see, that's when it was like, all right, well, I'd say we're going to miss you, but really, we're not. We're not going to miss you. Ted Cruz on a plane with no mask. Why be an asshole? Why? You're a senator. You have every privilege. You have, yeah, you have golden medical care and blah, blah, blah. But why literally rub it in people's faces by not wearing a mask? Why be a fucking asshole? Just because you can doesn't mean you should. But I guess it does. So, continuing with assholes, the lieutenant governor of Texas, a guy named Dan Patrick, and why does he have to have the name of one of the best sports anchors we've ever had? But anyway, he just starts yelling. He's one of these guys, whenever you see him, he's angry. He's got that angry face going on. And this is, so the mayor of Houston said they're not going to allow the state Republican convention to be held in Houston because, you know, it's a large number of people in a small space with no masks. So he said no. So old Governor Patrick's at the podium just yelling and screaming, and this is nothing but a political hack job and blah, blah, blah. Now, what he didn't tell you is that he and the government and various other GOP officials weren't actually going to go to this convention of 6,000 idiots. They were going to address the gathering via video. See, he forgot to tell you that. Yeah, you 6,000 delegates, you go down there, some bitch. Houston is a hack job, Democratic mayor. It's shit, but am I going? Hell no. I'll be on the screen safely from my mansion. But you idiots, you 6,000 idiots, sit there and cough on one another, and what the hell, we'll send Herman Cain. Fuck off, Patrick. How stupid are these people? How, I guess there is no answer to that. It's a rhetorical question at this point. There is no bottom. There is no upper limit to this type of stupidity. Like I said, stupid don't get tired. And as it was tagged, this stupid is not only not getting tired, stupid is hired seasonal help and rolling 24/7. So I'm not going to go to this convention, but I'm going to complain that the convention is not held. And the 6,000 idiots who are going to go back him up. Roger Stone sentence commuted by Trump. Was anyone surprised by this? This is just the start, especially if it really gets to a point. And I still don't believe we're really at that point yet. But if we really get to a point where Trump is definitely not going to be reelected, man, there's going to be pardons and clemency and commuted sentences. Nobody's going to go to jail. You know, so Roger Stone is just the first one that he's going to let out. And the judges and the courts are looking at the case, but yeah, he's just the first one. Formula One is back. Yeah, I'm going to my good news. I'm going to my happy place. Formula One is back. Mercedes is still the best. Lewis Hamilton still winning. That was good. I enjoyed that. You know, while I'm on sports, I'm going to talk about this. Because I know my one right-wing listener says that, you know, I never knock anybody. So, DeSean Jackson, I don't know why, but DeSean Jackson made some posts. I hate to say it. I don't know how else to say it, but praising Hitler, agreeing with Hitler. You know, Hitler may have had a point, whatever the fuck. Obviously, ridiculous, uninformed, ignorant, anti-Semitic. I mean, you know, I was talking with a friend about this. Yeah, me and my friends, we have nothing to do. We talk about this stuff a lot. You know, black people have been mistreated throughout history, and Jewish people have been mistreated throughout history. And, you could sit down and have an argument. Which one's had it worse? You know, you've heard me do my joke about being outslaved, you know. And these are jokes, but they're jokes based in truth. The Jewish people have been and continue to be treated horribly around the world and in this country. The Jewish stereotypes that they own all the businesses and they have a ton of money and all that are not true. They you know, there is no secret society, okay, whatever. And you know, we suffer together, but we certainly don't need these statements. Now, he talked to DeSean Jackson, apologized, and you know, said that he needs to be educated. And I think he went to a Holocaust museum or talked to Holocaust survivors or whatever. And good for him for learning, but learn before you open your mouth. And then Stephen Jackson is the people supported Stephen Jackson. You know, he was a friend of George Floyd. He was a voice. And then he backs up this shit. He backs up DeSean Jackson on this stupid shit. So I don't give him a pass. Educate yourself before you speak. Don't speak and then get shot down and say, oh, you know what? I didn't read. Let me tell you something, okay? For the record, in case you were wondering, Hitler is never right. Okay, how hard is that to learn, to remember? Hitler is never right, okay? That's it. That's the end. Hitler is never right. I don't get it. They were wrong. So, I didn't even mean to go into that. Because I wanted to close on some funny. I like to do funny. I'll be doing funny this Sunday, July 19th at the Nowhere Comedy Club. Go to nowherecomedyclub.com and get your tickets, please. I'll also be on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this weekend. That's always a challenge. In these times, doing Wait, Wait is challenging because we have to find, we can't do an all Trump show and we have to find funny in the news without it being horribly depressing or coronavirus or Trump related. Try that. Those writers are doing a great job. But anyway, I'm going to close with a Black Lives Matter story because I believe Black Lives Matter. I've said it before, I'll say it again. They ask me, why do I say Black Lives Matter? And I simply say, well, because I have one. That would be why. Wait, before I go into that, even, let's talk about Simone Biles for a minute. And just Simone Biles is going to be on the cover of Vogue magazine. And Simone Biles is just the most amazing, besides being the most amazing gymnast in history, she's just an amazing person. I've seen her. I was at a Clipper game. She was there just walking around, engaging with people, smiling, taking pictures with people. She's like 4 foot nothing. She is tiny. She is perfectly V-shaped. She is made of muscle, and she is absolutely incredible. Always smiling. Couldn't have been nicer to the people. I'm a huge Simone Biles fan. Well, the photo shoot in Vogue is done very poorly. The lighting is wrong. She's dark and so on. And people who know these things, and I'm not going to claim to be one of these people who knows these things, but people who know these things simply say, Vogue, hire a black photographer who knows how to light this woman, who knows how to make this woman shine as beautifully as she is. Just do that. Usain Bolt, I'm just doing random stories right now because I'm leading to my Black Lives Matter story, which I love. Usain Bolt had a kid. Usain Bolt's daughter has the greatest name in the history of names. We always talk about all these crazy names, stupid names. His daughter is named Olympia Lightning Bolt. Drop the mic. Drop the mic. Is there a better name? Olympia Lightning Bolt. How beautiful is that? So congratulations to him and his family. Now, here it is. And listen, I told you, I'm a supporter of Black Lives Matter. I have one. There is someone who does not like Black Lives Matter, and her name is Virginia Thomas, and she's married to Clarence Thomas, a black man, the black Supreme Court justice. They live in some little town called Clifton, Virginia. There's a Black Lives Matter banner on Main Street. The banner says, "Welcome to Clifton, where Black Lives Matter," and she's like, "Take it down." Can you imagine? Can you imagine coming home, being a black man married to a white woman, and you come home and your wife's like, "Damn this Black Lives Matter bullshit. Tired of these black lives." You're sitting there like, I kind of have a black life. Listen, Clarence, as much as you hate to admit it, you've got to have a mirror around there somewhere. You have a black life and your wife is mad at Black Life Matters. I love that. This may be Jenny Thomas, as she's known, may be the ultimate Karen. This may be the ultimate Karen move. I can't think of a way to out Karen a white woman married to a black man who says black lives don't matter. I can't. It's perfect. It's perfect. Let me tell you something. In comedy, you look for perfect. You hope to one day hear a perfect joke. Every now and then, there's a bit, there's a joke, there's a line that encapsulates a feeling that really hits on it. Like in 8:46, when Dave Chappelle told Don Lemon to shut up and we don't want to hear from celebrities because the streets are talking. That was it. That's Dave summed it up. The streets were talking. This is the perfect, there's in my mind, there will be no better Karen ever than Jenny Thomas, who is married to Clarence Thomas, a black Supreme Court justice. And she said, "Take that Black Lives Matter sign down." Forgive me for enjoying this much. This is too good. This is too good. You can't write better than that. You can't tag this and make it a better joke. She is married to, honestly, one of the most powerful black men in the United States of America. The man is a Supreme Court justice. I don't agree with anything he has to say, but he is a Supreme Court justice, and his wife said, "Take that sumbitch sign with your Black Lives Matter." It could only be better if she was waving a Confederate flag while she said it. That would pretty much be the only, but see, even that, a Karen wouldn't do that. No, this is the Karen move. This is the Karen move. She wrote a letter. Would you please remove the BLM sign from Clifton? I absolutely love it. I have to end the podcast on that because how do you top that? That is your laugh for the week. Whenever something happens, there's been some sad things. A friend of mine lost her son. There's nothing sadder than a parent losing a child. Okay, so yeah, it's sad. And every now and then you just need a laugh to lighten it up. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with this week, and I hope it's not tragic. Maybe it's just ordinary. Maybe you're just tired. Maybe whatever. I hope it's not that bad. I hope you're stuck in traffic. Remember traffic? I saw somebody in a rush. I was jealous. A rush. Remember being in a rush? So whatever your problem may be, just sit back and think of the day that Clarence Thomas came home to find out his wife wrote a letter to take down the Black Lives Matters. I'm out. I love you. This is Alonzo Bowden. Who's paying attention? You are. Please continue to support the podcast. Keep laughing. Wear a mask. Stay safe. And just remember, Clarence Thomas' wife said Black Lives. Just take that sign down. I love you. Take care. Be good to yourself.